It is time to talk about Advent ideas, and Amanda's just been waiting. She's one of those teacher moms, too, one of those homeschool moms who does all the research and all the preparations. And every year, I see these pictures and these plans of what's coming up in the Markle household for Advent. And I think I want to go to school at their house because they always cover these really great topics and great material, and they do some neat things. So what's in store at the Markle household for Advent? I know you guys do some really neat stuff.
Well, we have a pretty standard rotation that we do every year. We do a Jesse tree. And, of course, every evening we light the candles on the Advent wreath for our evening prayer time. In the last couple of years, we've also added the observance of the Great O Antiphons, which has been a really nice extra kind of thing to do as we wind down each day in the week leading up till Christmas.
So let's break those down. Some of those might be kind of new things for many of us. First of all, you mentioned the Jesse tree. I've heard of it before. I don't know if I've actually... I've seen your pictures, but I don't know if I've seen one in person and really know the story behind it.
Well, a Jesse tree is sometimes referred to as Jesus' family tree. It's not a typical family tree in that it doesn't just focus on his ancestors, but the whole story of the plan of salvation from creation until his birth. And so throughout the days of Advent, you read about people like his parents or the prophets of the Old Testament. There's events such as the creation and the flood. Even the angels have a day for reading. And so you focus on one topic every day, and there's a corresponding Bible reading, and then there's a little ornament that you can hang. They can be as simple as you want. It could be a cardboard tree on the wall and paper ornaments, or it could be an actual Christmas tree with fancier ornaments. And so you add one of those every day. And the great thing about the Jesse tree is that instead of being like your traditional Advent calendar that's really just a December countdown, if Advent is longer than 24 days, there are readings for as many days as there can be in Advent.
Uh-huh.
And so you're not sitting there waiting until December 1st to start. You can start on the first day of Advent.
And it's not that there's anything wrong with Advent calendars and chocolates, and we may talk about that later on, but... It focuses on the readings for
yes,
the day.
Exactly. It's all about Jesus and how God sent this plan into motion and all the things that happened. You read all of the, you know, the familiar prophecies in the Old Testament that everybody likes to hear at this time of year. And it just really helps you focus and take time to really think about why we celebrate Advent, and not just Christmas, but that whole season of preparation and waiting.
And I like how you pointed out that it could be as simple as you want or as elaborate as you want. It could be, like you said, a cardboard tree on the wall. It could be an artificial tree or a real tree that you use to decorate. Any of those would work. And simple decorations or elaborate decorations, just depending on your abilities and your creativity, I guess.
Our ornaments were all, we got them out of a book, and the children colored them, and I had them laminated so that they'd last. And so they're, you know, they're really special to us because the children made them. And you can buy beautiful wooden ones off of Etsy or other, you know, websites. But there's something special about having the ones that your family made.
Well, certainly, because then there are memories associated with that as well.
Mm-hmm.
So when you hang that ornament on the Jesse tree, then you remember the time that you spent together as a family, or even as a child, remember how you made that ornament.
Exactly.
And so there's some memories. I was just thinking not too long ago that some of the smells from the holidays and from seasons and stuff that I remember that always bring back memories, and memories can certainly be good.
Yeah.
That can help us remember some of the important things. So what a great gift your children will carry with them, and hopefully that tradition onto their families as they grow up as well. Okay, so you mentioned Jesse tree, and then let's see, there was a second item, and then antiphons. What was the second? Oh, the Advent wreath. And you said you use that every evening?
Yeah. I know a lot of people light them only on Sundays or Wednesdays, just once a week. We light ours every day, except usually Wednesdays because we're at church on Wednesday evenings. But we'll light the appropriate candles for the week. We say our evening prayers in front of the wreath instead of just upstairs like we normally do. And again, it's just a way to kind of make us stop and really focus, you know, and it's not just another thing to check off on the bedtime routine, but it kind of forces us to really slow down with it.
Do the kids help with lighting the candles?
Kind of. As they're getting older, you know, we trust them a little more. It used to just be, you know, our job to do it. But now that they're getting older, they can help with that.
Sure, sure. Yeah. They can not set fire to the place, but learn the responsibility that comes with it as well. And that's nice, too, because then they look forward to it, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And then you mentioned Antiphons.
Yes.
Which I know some of our families that have a music background and knowing the Markle family and Mr. Markle and his music background as well, how important the music during the holidays is to the Markle family. What are the O Antiphons?
The O Antiphons are an extra set of Bible readings in the week leading up till Christmas. So there's just seven of them. And they're all based on the prophecies of the Old Testament. And they also coincide with the verses of O Come Emmanuel. And so on a normal Advent wreath night, we begin by singing the first verse of O Come Emmanuel as a family. And then in that week leading up to Christmas, we also add the verse that fits with that prophecy. And they're all based on one of the names given to Jesus in the Old Testament. O Wisdom, O Lord, O Root of Jesse. And the kind of neat thing is if you arrange them from the last one to the first one in an acrostic, they spell out the Latin phrase arrow cross, which means tomorrow I will come. And so when you get to that last day, it's the day before Jesus' birth. And so then you finished it, you know, tomorrow I will come. It's just another neat little reminder.
Wow. It's kind of hidden in there.
It is. And they've been in use for over 1,500 years. I mean, I think monk probably sat down and had some fun, you know, arranging them in the right way so that they would have the biggest impact possible.
That's really fascinating. See, I learned something new every day on here. did you say you sing them or read them or both?
We read the Bible reading, and then we also sing the verse of O Come Emmanuel that goes with it.
O Come Emmanuel. And we talked about that yesterday when we talked about songs of the season, O Come Emmanuel. So you sing it through the whole season of Advent then?
Mm-hmm, yes.
That's really cool. Excellent. Now, are the kids, do they enjoy singing?
Oh, yes.
They have to in the Markle household.
Yeah, it's kind of a rule.
Now, how did you come across this? How did you come across the O Antiphons? What even caused you to stumble upon this?
Well, you know, I've been to Vesper services that go through all of the Antiphons. Mm-hmm. And it's just been in the last couple of years, I actually saw it on a Catholic blog where a blogger had ornaments for her Jesse tree that they, you know, they did the Jesse tree in the morning and then they added the ornament for the O Antiphon in the evening. And so that's what we've started doing too. And it's just, you know, anytime I can find a way for us to really be intentional about the season, I like adding that in just throughout the day, little, you know, it doesn't have to be a huge thing taking up a lot of time, but just little things here and there.
Sure. And I know it in our churches, we, you know, I'll see the O Antiphons written in, you know, in part of the service, but don't even really quite often think twice about it. But what a neat way to bring that into the home too, and to really bring that Advent message home, that this Christ came into the world for us, took on our human flesh, and not only did he come as a baby in a manger, but Advent is also, as Pastor Wood mentioned earlier on Monday, that Advent also is not only a season to prepare for Christmas, but preparation for the return of Christ as well.
Exactly.
That return that, you know, while his birth in a manger was kind of a rude birth and a rough way to come into the world and take on our human flesh, that's kind of a rude way. It's not going to be such a probably a smooth sailing sort of return. You know, I don't think it's going to be the same way, the way that we've romanticized Christmas. I don't think, even though it's nice and cozy and warm and hot cocoa and all those things, you know, I had my hot cocoa last night. It's it's almost December. I got to have hot cocoa every night. That return of Christ, while it will be a good thing for all believers, it's going to be a more than majestic thing. And so stuff like this that you're mentioning that helps us step outside of that, the warm and fuzzy picture of Christmas and Christ, and see Advent for more than just that, more than just a warm and fuzzy, cozy time of year because it's cold outside and we're going to sit down and have good memories. We're going to have things, we're going to do things as a family that point us to Jesus and Jesus coming into this world for us. With about a minute left, any other ideas from the Markle household or any advice for families as they're thinking about Advent?
Well, you know, I mentioned earlier when you were talking to the folks at CPH about St. Nicholas Day. We try to try to read about more of those commemoration days during the season of Advent. There's quite a few of them that fall. Ambrose of Milan, Santa Lucia, even Katie Luther, her commemoration day falls during Advent. And there's just a lot of great stories that you can read and see how God has used people through his church through time. And, you know, really emphasize that he uses all kinds of people to work his plans. And it doesn't matter who you are or where you are or when.
Yeah, look at Mary's story in the Magnificat that we talked about on Monday. You know, that it doesn't matter, as you said, yes, where you are, who you are. God's going to use whoever he chooses, whenever he chooses. And he has certainly done that. And we see that in the stories of Advent, how he works when and where he will and how he wants. Well, Amanda, thank you so much for spending some time with us today talking about, being a part of the whole show today. I know that, you know, we got to focus on your ideas during the last half, but thanks so much for spending some time with us, making the trip over to talk about ideas for families during Advent and what we can do to observe that season.
You're welcome.
So coming up tomorrow on Faith and Family, another great topic on preparing for the holidays, how to deal with the holiday blues. Therapist Janine Liebman and Dr. Rick Mars from Concordia Seminary here in St. Louis are going to come over and spend some time with us talking about how to deal with the blues over the holiday. Maybe you lost a loved one in the last year, or maybe it's your first Christmas or your 10th Christmas or Thanksgiving without that loved one. How to deal with it. So we're going to talk about that tomorrow on Faith and Family. Moments of Assurance up next right here on Worldwide KFUO.
Listen to Faith and Family Monday through Friday at this time. Faith and Family is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is needed for Faith and Family to continue. Our address is 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. You can contact us on the web and download Faith and Family at KFUO.org. Worldwide KFUO, on the air, online, and on demand. 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 And on demand.